And though I, Millie's mom was telling me that though they applied to play there, they as yet have not been accepted. So, but they are going to be in the area. So if you're down for Stanfest, you might like to take a break and go and catch some Irish Millie. That'd be great fun, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
All right. We're just going to keep bopping along as it's just about noon. We've got, hang on. Tell you what, since it's noon, I'm going to move this one up. Because I can. No, not that one. Oh, my. All right, we're going to do that. Okay, and we're going to start off with Jen Grant. She's got a new one out called The Queen of Straight. And The Straight, like the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, where are we again? Here I am, Queen of the Straight, Jen Grant. New, called Sea Glass. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Jen is coming to town. When is she coming to town? Let me look on my little handy-dandy calendar here. I may not find it, but I tend to put a lot of things in here, but not everything. All right. I can't see it. All right. There we go. Yeah. Jen Grant. Talia Schlanger. And Catherine Pretty. That's what's coming up in this set. Right after a word from one of our participants. I'm Huey. You're listening to Folk Everything on CFRC.
And Meredith Moon. And yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Kingston. I'm Meredith Moon, and you're listening to Folk Everything on CFRC 101.9 FM.
There's still a doll collection in the corner of the room, and a photo of our mother standing in memorial. Long tinsel on the tree from 1973, years before the Prime Minister gave your father's eulogy. And you keep a blue light in the garden for your daughter. And you're searching for sea glass on the northern shore. So beautiful to me. And you keep a blue cool light in the garden for your daughter. And you're searching for sea glass on the northern shore of the island. Yeah, 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 yeah. But what the world needs now is love, and it only comes from freedom, and your wild heart. I met you, but I can't give it up. in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh. That was cold love for the workers in song. Probably still is for those of them left. Oh, but you. You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me then you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. Clenching your fists for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty. You fixed yourself, you said, well, never mind. We are ugly, but we have the music. And then you. Back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jive. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea. That's all. I don't even think of you. That often.
Thank you.
That's a fabulous Catherine Pretty. And she's an English songstress. And that was called Atlantis. And that is taken from her, well, I think her latest album. Yeah, it is. Frightening Machines. In fact, I've got the deluxe edition. Whoa. It's got 5 or 6 demos added onto the album. Yeah, that was, let's see, where are we? Frightening Machines. And that was Atlas from the wonderful cat. It's, you know, it's so nice when you get into an artist right at the beginning of their career. Because then it's not hard to sort of follow through. Now, I've compared Catherine to Kate Rusby, who I also love. But I got into her a little later, and so it doesn't have the same impact because I have to go back and forward. And, you know, it's not a linear kind of deal. But I love Catherine Pretty. We saw her in England a few years ago, and she was great. Okay, speaking of great, Talia Schlanger was in front of that with Chelsea Hotel Number 2, live from the hangar. Talia is a CBCer, and she was introducing, or rather interviewing bands after some of the films that we saw, and directors as well. And I saw her interviewing... just lost it in my brain there for a minute. Still lost. That's okay. Yeah, she interviewed the people from holy moly. There's a hole in my head, and I think stuff's been leaking out. Anyway, Talia Schlanger, she's wonderful. Works at the CBC. Jen Grant, brand new from her, called Sea Glass. I love Sea Glass. If you wander the shores on any of the three oceans that we border, yeah, you can find sea glass on. If you just walk along the beach, you'll see them. All right. So that was that. All right, let's just get rid of that. All right. Let's see. What? I did want to tell you about this because I just talked to him. Bruce Kaufman, who does our poetry show. He is going to be in Belleville at the Belleville Theater Guild at Pinnacle Playhouse. It's Night Kitchen 2, not TWOTOO, Night Kitchen 2 featuring the music of Deb Palmer and the readings of Bruce Kaufman. Okay. Night Kitchen 2 provides a showcase for diverse group of performers who present their music, poetry, or spoken word on the stage at the Pinnacle Playhouse in Belleville. And it is a not-for-project performance. Okay, not-for-profit performance. Not-for-profit. What? All right, sorry. Rented teeth. We're just going to keep it going. We've got about, 40 minutes or so to go before Laura comes in with Let It Happen. So what do we got for you? Oh, well, because we're coming up to St. Patrick's Day, though it isn't, I'm told, though this seems to be the day a lot of people are going to be celebrating it because Tuesday is not a good day to celebrate, right? But Saturday night, yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. So we're going to start off with the Pogues. Not because it's St. Patrick's Day, because quite frankly, that didn't enter my brain when I was putting my list together. But let's just say a fairly nice confluence of concepts going on. We're going to play a track from their box set. They got a box set called Look 'em Straight in the Eye and Pogue Mahone. A box set. So I'm going to play a thing called Who Said Romance is Dead? Well, we just had Valentine's Day, so it's not. And then we got some Sandy Daddy Samara there. Meredith Moon coming by as well. So stick around for that. But we do have a lot to get to in the next 40 minutes. So I hope you can stay with us here on Folk Everything. I'm Hugh. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Christmas lights, stars in heaven burning bright, a football flight on a thunder night, the roar of the crowd, red and white. Somebody said romance is dead. Well, I'm afraid that I don't agree. If you've a heart, a letter, a hole in your head, there's a line that you can see. There's a fire that burns as the world turns, lights up our dreams. Who else said romance is dead? Come take a walk with me. Sha-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la. Sha-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la.
You know I have no thought of time. For who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time?
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Folk everything, folk everything. Whoa, okay. Folk everything, folk. And wanted to let you know that coming by at the end of my show, which comes up in about 22 minutes, Laura will be in with Let It Happen, and she'll plug you into all kinds of wonderful stuff for an hour. And then Dave is in with Swing, Swang, Swung at 2, and he goes until 4. And after 4, who knows what kind of bedlam will be appearing. So you can wait for that. All right. We've got a couple of new, well, three new acts coming by now. We're going to play you. Where is it? Okay. Hello. 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 All right. I can find the other two, but I can't find the first one. Oh, man. That's the story of my life. Nespa. Nespa. It is Tiger Really. That's the name of the band. Oh, there it is. It's called Imprint is the name of the song we're going to play. It's taken from their Max Fly or Mayfly Daydream. New from Tiger Really. They're from Vancouver. And we're going to follow that with Solia and Little Sparta on Folk Everything on CFRC.
say you love me to my face. You'd cut my head off to take my place. Well, I'd rather be alone. Talk about the life you'd made and all the dreams you'll never chase. But I feel alive. Rhinestone lady, satin baby, always alone. Sapphire necklace, queen of Texas, always alone. Everyone I loved has changed. I'll forever be stuck the same, but I feel alive. Rhinestone lady, satin baby, always alone. Sapphire necklace, queen of Texas, always alone.
Don't make a difference, 'cause we're
Little Sparta is the name of that. The name of the band, yeah. Their new album is called The Telling of the Truth. And that was always good advice. Turn on the radio. Yeah. Yeah, turn on the radio. Where is it? I know it's here. I just saw it. There we go. Little Sparta. And let's see, Little Sparta, where are they from? Do I have that? I must have it. There it is. They're from the UK. Telling of the Truth. Yeah. Little Sparta. We've played them before. We'll probably play them again. We had Solia in there. And that was Queen of Texas. And in fact, that's the title track from her new album. Not surprisingly, she's from Texas. And Tiger Really starting this off. They're from Vancouver. It was a track called Imprint from their Mayfly Daydream album. Tiger Really. I think they're pretty new. Okay. April 30th at the Spire. Steve Pultz is through touring his new album, Joyride. So that's going to be great fun. Always fun to see Steve Pultz. It really is. Oh, and by the way, the Line Spike Frontenac is coming back this summer. You can look that up. Maybe they'll have more of the performers on their website. Okay? All right. Let's see. What do we got? Let's get rid of that. Yeah. All right. We have Suzanne Nuttall for you now. She's out of Ottawa. The album is called Live Without a Net, and this is Fear of a Gilded Cage. Whoa. Folk Everything is what you've got. I'm Hugh. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Well, I say no, baby. No, not yet. I say no, baby. No, not yet. 'Cause I've been tied up and tied down. I've often had my back against the wall. And I just thought I'd warn you, honey. That's why I am so afraid to fall. But you say, don't you worry about a thing now, darling. We could take it day by day by day. And I think it's so frightening, honey. You seem to know exactly how to play. You say you can hold me all night long till the traffic in my head ceases to rage. And I'm beginning to believe that you have more to offer than a gilded cage. Till the traffic in my head ceases to rage. And I'm beginning to believe that you have more to offer than a gilded cage. But I say no, baby. No, not yet. No, baby. No, not yet. 'Cause I've been high and I've been low. I've had ones that have tinkered with my mind. just thought I'd warn you, honey. I don't know if the answer I will find.
Okay, Suzanne Nuttall and Fear of a Gilded Cage. And, yeah, Fear of a Golden Gilded Cage out of Ottawa. That's Live Without a Net from Suzanne. We've been playing her for a while. We'll probably keep on playing her for a while longer, too. Yeah, I like that stuff. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Laura's up next with Let It Happen, so don't go anywhere. I got a couple of shows coming up this week. Krista Berg on Tuesday at the Grand, and also at the Grand on Friday is Crown Lands. I'm going to go down there and celebrate my birthday with them on Friday. Okay? Okay. So, to take us away, we got Al Stewart, and Night Rolls In. Oh, it's up the top. Yeah, Night Rolls In from the famous Last Words album from 1993. This is Al Stewart on Folk Everything. I'm Hugh. Thanks for sticking around. Have yourselves a great week. See you next Saturday. Bye.
That once was a rose along.